Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. Some things in English are easier than in other languages, so they're not a problem. Nouns, for instance, they don't change their form in English. The most you'll have to deal with is an apostrophe S on the end of a word to show possession, to show that something belongs to someone. So an example of that would be my dog's nose. The apostrophe S on the end of dog tells us that it's his nose. And to a large extent, verbs in English are easy too. They don't change much, so the basic word which forms the verb doesn't change. There aren't lots of verb endings to learn, like there are in some other European languages. So, I speak, you speak, he, she or it speaks, we speak, you speak, they speak. The only thing you have to remember there is to put the S on the end of he, she or it speaks, the third person singular part of the verb. So in that way, verbs are simple. However, the problem with verbs in English is more about getting the tense right. There are supposed to be 12 tenses in English. If you don't know what a tense is, T-E-N-S-E, then I am eating is present continuous tense. I eat is simple present tense. And I will eat is simple future tense. So the tense of a verb tells you when the action takes place. Have I done it already? Am I doing it now? Or is it an action in the future? So I am eating, I eat and I will eat. These are the tenses that you learn in your English class. However, there are lots of ways in English to talk about the future. Lots of other ways to indicate future tense. So, I will eat tonight is a very simple form and is familiar learning. English conversations, however, use lots of other ways of talking about the future, and they have slightly different meanings. Let me give you some examples in this podcast today of forms of the future tense that you'll meet in daily English conversation. Before I do that, let me first remind you of our course. Course 1, Activate Your Listening. This course is for you if you find the podcast a bit of a challenge and you'd like to increase your vocabulary and use a more structured way of learning English. Conversations are included in the course with different speakers doing English conversation dialogues so that you can improve your understanding and improve speaking. It's over 5 hours long. And it provides more structured material for your learning than do the podcasts. Go to our website at adeptenglish.com, where you can buy Course 1 today. Suppose you ask me the following simple question. What are you doing for dinner tonight? I might give you any one of the following replies, all of them in the future, but using different verb forms. The answer is that my plan is to have a curry, by the way. C-U-R-R-Y. So I could respond with the following English conversation examples. Oh, I'll get curry on the way home. Of course, the I'll here may mean I shall get curry on the way home, or I'll could also mean I will get curry on the way home. So that's a little bit more definite than I shall, as though there'd been some doubt about it, and now I've decided. So if I say I'll get curry on the way home, the person listening might conclude that I've just decided spontaneously as you ask me the question. So that's simple future. Or I could respond with, I'm going to get curry on the way home. This tends to mean I've thought about it previously and I've already got that plan in mind. I'm going to, you're going to, he's going to, plus the verb. It's a really easy way to do future tense when you want to express an intention, something that a person plans to do. Or I could respond with, I'm getting curry on the way home. So this is present continuous. And it indicates here an action in the future that's my fixed plan, my fixed intention. I've already decided and I'm fixed in that. So present continuous with a future meaning is a fixed plan. It's not easily going to change. Or I could respond with, I was going to get curry on the way home. So that's using the going to construct again to show intention, but you've changed it from I'm going to I was going to, showing perhaps that the intention has changed or is changing. I had decided what I was going to eat tonight, but I may now change my mind. Note that you can also use this was going to in the past tense when the action is completed. So, or not completed perhaps. So, yesterday I was going to get a curry on the way home, but I changed my mind and had Chinese. So here, everything's in the past tense. So as here, you can use it to show a past intention which wasn't fulfilled. I was going to do some gardening, but it rained, so I didn't. Or a future intention which may not be fulfilled. I was going to do some gardening, but I think it's going to rain, so maybe I won't. So the original question was, what are you doing for dinner tonight? So some more spoken English conversation examples using future tense. You might respond by saying, I have curry on a Thursday. It's delivered to my house at 8 p.m. So this is using a simple present tense to show that I have a fixed arrangement. It's part of my schedule. It's a regular plan. So simple present with a future meaning, like the train doesn't leave for another 20 minutes. Again, a fixed arrangement, which we use present tense for, but which is happening in the future. I also could respond to this question with, I'll be getting curry tonight. So this is the future continuous tense, which shows a temporary action or event which will be in progress at a particular point, a particular time in the future. It can also be used to show your intention in contrast to someone else's intention. I'll be getting Indian food and you'll be getting Chinese. Or it could be in contrast to what you ate the previous evening. So, last night I ate Chinese, but tonight I'll be getting Indian. Another example. Next April, I'll be living in France. Meaning, as opposed to living here in the UK, perhaps. So again, a temporary action, which will be happening by a particular point in the future. So that's future continuous tense. I'll be eating curry tonight would be another example of future continuous tense, which might mean when you arrive at my house at 9 o'clock, I will be eating curry. Another response I could give, which uses a future tense, would be, I'll have eaten curry tonight. This is the future perfect tense. So you might use this tense to say, if you come to my house at 10 o'clock tonight, I will have eaten my curry. So you're meaning here that by the time 10 p.m. comes, my eating of curry will be complete. Another example, by Wednesday next week, I'll have finished the project I'm working on. Or, I'll have taken my driving test by next Wednesday. I will have taken my driving test on Tuesday. So by Wednesday, the driving test will be a completed action. And the last example of future tense I'm going to cover today. What about this one? I will have been eating curry tonight. Well, this is the future imperfect. So I will have been eating curry tonight. You might use this tense to say, at that point in time, 10 p.m., my curry eating will have been continuing for some time. I may have finished by the time you arrive, or I may still be eating, but the action of eating curry will at that point have been happening for a while. So perhaps don't bother bringing any pudding, as I'll be too full to eat it. So that's, I will have been eating curry tonight. Another example, next April, I will have been living in France for 6 months. So this means when we arrive at that point next April, I'll be able to say then, I've been living in France for 6 months now, and I'm continuing to live in France. But because it's still in the future, you would instead say, I will have been living in France for 6 months. Now, this is a really quick run through some possible ways of doing the future tense, which you'll hear learning English. Conversations about the future give all sorts of other information, like how fixed is your intention? When did you make your plan? So this is just to show you that there's more to the future tense in English than I will, you will, he will. There are a lot of different ways of talking about the future, particularly if you're stating your intention when you learn everyday English. As I say, this is a quick run through. If you want me to cover this in more detail, let me know. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.